This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show this Friday morning, October 30th. Fixing to have October in the rearview mirror here as the good weather continues. Well, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Man, the month is flying by. Johnny B. here.
Yes, it is. Before you know it, it'll be deer season.
It's scooting and booting
and duck
all out.
Season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Quail opens tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That'll run through the end of February.
Yes.
So a lot of quail birds from what I'm hearing. A lot of guys I know that have ranches in South Texas. It looks really good. Game is abundant, and the TPNW they're admitting that this will be above average whitetail season. Deer in good shape. So good luck to everyone. Be safe, most of all.
Yeah.
But happy hunting.
happy.
And fishing's just fixing to get real good, so it's good to be in the great state of Texas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
You got to love it. Well, Johnny B., how's your world this morning?
It's pretty good. I was going to go play golf at a big fancy country club, but that got canceled and moved to another day. That's okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a very shaping up to be a lot of travel in November for me on my days I'm not up here at the studio.
Yeah.
So I'm in prep mode right now. I'm going to Dallas, going to Austin. It's a lot.
Well, you are going to be all over the place.
Yeah, golly.
Well, I hope to, the only road burning I'm going to be doing is on 59 heading to South Texas.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Got to work some of that in, man. Find a little window of opportunity and take off.
I'll go for it, baby.
Yes, sir. All right, well, cool. Our sponsors for today's show, Mainstream Marketing, Texan Roofing, Waymore Silencers, and the Belleville Meat Market. This is their busy time of the year. It's fixing to get real hot and heavy with deer season opening up next weekend. Weather right now, 56 down on the island in Galveston, feels like 51. Winds are northerly at about 22 miles per hour with gusts to 30. And looking at partly cloudy skies today, high of 66. Northeast winds 15 to 25. And then tonight, clear skies, low of 61. Winds northeast 5 to 10, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 72, a little warm up here, and winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. So you just can't order prettier weather than this. Could be a lot less wind day Wednesday, but anyway, tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. There's four of them. We have a high right now. It occurred at 3:41 a.m. It's a 1.5. Then our low is at 10:21 a.m. It is an 0.6. And then we have a high at 5:20 p.m., a 1.6. And then a low at 10:43 p.m., a 1.2. Sunrise this morning, 7:31 a.m. Sunset, 6:34 p.m. And our moon phase is 96%. Our first full moon's tomorrow night. It'll be a blue moon for Halloween, last day of the month. And don't forget tomorrow night, set the clocks back an hour before you go to bed. Get an extra hour of sleep. But you got to be at the dock a little bit, an hour earlier, too, because sunrise is going to come at 6:33 Sunday morning. So currently, the buoy 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We're showing a north-northeast wind at 25, gusting to 31. Water temp at the buoy is 73, air temp 57. And looking at Eagle Point, we have 63-degree water. North winds at 11, gusting to 18. Morgan's Point, 69.8-degree water. North winds at 11, gusting to 15. So there you have it. Nice weather. Wind could be a little lighter, but we'll take what we get here. All right, well, let's run down to Tri-Bay and check in with the Hammer, see what he's up to this morning. Glenn, what's going on?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Doing fine, buddy.
Well, that's good. Fine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trying to get a feel for this winter, if that's what it is. But, shoot, man, had a trip or so this week, and lots of cleanup, and still doing it, man. It's just we experienced our very, very low tides this week. Very low tides, which is okay.
Finally.
Yeah, finally, because it's been up here in the yard, and it's been bringing plenty of stuff up here with it, too. So, anyway, on Sunday, I had Roland Doobie and his grandsons, Riley and Ryder, come down, and this little 8 and 9-year-old boys, and, oh, buddy, I put them to work, Captain Mickey, and it was it was on like a ticking bone, as you would say. We hit some deep holes over in Cold Pass area, and found just a ball of sand trout. I mean, we had one 22-inch trout. We had numerous throwbacks. We had one nice mangrove snapper. And then went to thebottom.com over there by the Cold Pass area down around San Luis Pass. And it was probably about 18 feet deep, and just took the popping corks off and put them some egg sinkers on there and dropped some live shrimp to the bottom. And those little boys had as much action as they could handle. I think we brought back 15 or 20 sand trout along with a speck and a mangrove and just a variety of stuff, you know, when you're using live bait. So, but them boys had them a time, man. I let them just take charge, whatever they wanted to do. You know, they were more interested in just looking around at the sights and stuff and than there was anything. But anyway, so on Monday, just picking up and putting up and cleaning up, same stuff, man, hauling debris out of here. That beta brought the beta flood or beta whatever it was. Needless to say, man, we had plenty of yard work to do after that was over and all those high tides and stuff. So, but we escaped another bullet, so that's the good news about it. And things are going pretty good down here. North wind most of the day. You know, we had a north, it's been blowing northwest, and it's really took our water away from us. I mean, the super low tides all day yesterday. Well, I looked out there and it was very, very low, to say the least. And when it's like that, we get back into the canals and the channels and the deeper guts and cuts and that kind of stuff. Our bays are so shallow, man. It's no sense even going out there, man, when the tides are two foot below, but you're going to have all the towheads and all the oyster reefs sticking out of the water. But a very unique area. We've got the jetties and got the San Luis Pass, so we've always got a little bit of fishing at one end of the island or the other. You know what I mean? Something's going on. You can get there in the middle of Christmas Bay. You can't even feel the current moving because you got it pulling out towards the pass one way and pulling out towards the jetties the other way. So there's actually a neutral zone somewhere right around the middle of Christmas Bay. You kind of start you lose most of the current. You know what I'm saying? You get a lot more current pull if you're down at the channel, down at the jetties or Cold Pass area, or you know what I mean, out there towards the Gulf.
Yeah.
And you get all that suck and blow and pull and all that stuff. But anyway,
well, our bay system, you needed a really good flushing. We've had a lot of extremely high tides for a long time this year, and we needed this. And it's I'm sure the shrimp have really come out and covering the flats, and I'm sure the flounder, everything's is starting to kick in. I'm sure they're gorging on shrimp right now. Everything else is too, I bet.
Well, that's what we're going to find out today. I've got a deal with a buddy of mine to go with him over in Chocolate Bayou. And that's where he lives over in Alvin. So I'm going to meet him at the 2004 bridge over there, and we're going to launch out of there, and we're going to ride around and see what we can do just for the heck of it. I've got a trip on Sunday morning, but and we're going to just kind of go do some scouting around, and all artificial today. And that's what's cool about this time of year, man. I use bait half a year with my customers.
Hey, man, artificial's cool all year long, bud.
I know it is. And if it was up to me, I'd throw it all year long.
I understand. I'm just teasing.
Upon request, you know what I mean? They want to use live hop-o-matic, so it seems to be the easier bait. And here lately, it hasn't been easy, but I did notice with this weather turning, when the weather goes south and the traffic eases up down here, well, the white flags were flying. It seems like the bait camps were holding plenty of bait the last couple of days.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what we're going to do again today. On Sunday. Today, we're going to throw plastics. And I don't know, this time of year, I like the glow chartreuse, a little Norton Sandhills or down south lures. It's hard to beat. It's hard to beat those little baits with a. And I don't throw a big, heavy old quarter-ounce lead head, man. I throw an eighth ounce, and then we use those four-inch little worms. But anything with a paddle tail is good right now. Just something that'll wiggle and get it as you're pulling it through the water. Let's see what else is going on down here. Bait camps are holding some bait. If you get here halfway early, there are some flags flying and live bait in the area, so I don't think you'll have any problem with that. Now, with our tides being super low, and depending on the draft of your boat, you may want to go to the St. Louis Pass boat ramp. There's a boat ramp down at the jetties, but it's not very fancy, and you can't get several cars in there at once, man. You got to wait your turn for a while. But anyway, there is a boat ramp at the jetties, and there's a boat ramp at St. Louis Pass, one on Christmas Bay, so you won't have any problems launching your boat down here. And like I said, if you're a live bait fisherman, you probably ought to be able to find some bait down here. The spoons, my little old weather deal, has taken a beating. I lost one of the little spoons on my weather vane, so it gets locked up, and I'll have to take a big old pole, and I'll go out there and kickstart it and get it to rolling. But I'll have to pull it down and fix those spoons again anyway. It's kind of calm this morning. I think we got 12 to 15 right now. It's blowing north 11 miles an hour right now down here. So anyway, the wind direction isn't the greatest, and we're just going to use today as a scouting day and a friendship day. Just go out and just to get out of the house, man. A couple of long, windy days, and hey, man, we're ready for it. What's going on over on your end, Captain?
Well, I don't know. I won't know till Monday when I get back out there. We just had a lot of wind yesterday. There were some people that went out fishing, but I don't know how good they did. But they fished in that wind tunnel yesterday, and I'm sure it was pretty tough.
Yeah, I seen the look over and seen trucks, more trucks yesterday at the boat ramp than I did the day before. But anyway, people get tired. Everybody's been locked up in the house or doing something. Everybody wants to get out and do something. So traffic has been light the last couple of days down here, I'll tell you that. It's, deer season coming up and all that. And that's another thing. We're going out. We went out to the deer ranch over the weekend and just got some stuff ready. And I'm taking a couple of friends of mine hunting opening weekend. We'll be hunting out there in Sweeney, and thanks to a good buddy of mine, Doug, and his sweet wife, and for inviting us out there. And it's just got a beautiful old dairy farm. Used to be an old dairy farm out there, and 500 acres, and it is deer everywhere. And they may not be the biggest in the world, but there's plenty of them, and they got some pretty nice looking little racks on them.
Yeah, a lot of deer in that area. Any real big ones, but there's a lot of them.
Right. And populations down here, as far as the deer, man, I mean, they're pretty dang thick out there.
Yep. All right.
So anyway.
All right, Glenn, we'll give out some info. Somebody wants to call you about coming down fishing with you, man.
Yes, sir. I love fishing in the winter. Got plenty of openings. They can reach me on my cell phone or to book, to do bookings, call 713-208-0680. That's my wife's phone number. She does all the booking for me. And then if you want to just call and pick my brain for a second or two, you can call 713-208-0683. Buddy,
all right, Glenn.
Always a pleasure, Captain Minky.
All right, take care, Hammer. We'll talk to you.
Yes, sir.
See you, buddy.
Have a great
all right,
one.
Later. All right, that's the Hammer down in the Tri-Bay area. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 419 in the Bayou City. Quick note, this weekend, which is tomorrow, down at Causeway Bait and Tackle, they're having like a barbecue in honor of, you know, we lost Captain Michael LaRue to COVID, and they're having a barbecue and everything between 11 and 3. At Causeway Bait and Tackle there, right off of Galveston Causeway. Everybody knows where it's at. And, you know, your gratitude will be welcome to help out the family and everything. It was a tragic deal. We hate to lose one of our own like that. Kind of like losing Dave Holder this past week and fishing community. We've seen some good ones come and go, and here lately we've lost quite a few, so. I never like talking about things like that, but, you know, it's just one of those deals. It's unfortunate, but if you get out tomorrow and if you're coming in from fishing, stop by there and get you a barbecue plate. I think they're only like $10, and that'll sure help the cause. That family's been through a lot. He went through a long, hard-fought battle with that stuff and in the hospital and finally passed away, but he's gone, but he will not be forgotten. But anyway, I just hate admitting, you know, talking about things like that, but you have to. If you're just tuning in, quail season opens tomorrow. I know a lot of guys that are fired up about that. Quail populations are up pretty good in certain ranches and areas in South Texas. It looks very promising. And then next weekend, that's the big weekend. Waterfowl and deer. Rifle season for deer will open up, and everybody be busting some ducks. Hope we can keep this weather good like this and make for a great hunting weekend. So, anyway, that's where we're at. Let's see. We didn't get Bob Green. Well, really, nobody picked up, huh?
Well, James Plogg's on the line for
it. Well, we got James Plogg, old reliable himself. Let's go to him. James, good morning. The Masters.
What's up, man? What the hell?
Hey, that's coming up, man. For the Masters, we're used to it being in April.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we got first week of November, right? No, second
yeah.
week? Second week? I can't remember.
Yeah, my nephew's all excited. He's in Bermuda this week. I told him about those singing frogs down there that they sound like birds,
yeah.
And then they'll drive you crazy. And He was texting me yesterday going, man, those frogs won't shut up. I said, I'm telling you, they're an alarm clock for you. But,
man, what day? It's not next? What weekend is it?
No, Bermuda's this weekend, and I think, what is the Shell Houston Open next weekend,
yeah,
Johnny?
Yeah, it's now the Vivint Houston
yeah.
Open.
Vivint, yeah.
So
yeah,
Vivint Houston Open is next week.
I've been
week.
Calling the Shell for a million
years.
Oh,
it's
years,
been Shell
you know?
For so long.
Yeah.
But, and, hey, they got a new sponsor, so we're happy for them.
Well, that's good. At least
yeah.
we're keeping it here.
Yes.
We do
hey,
have
you know,
a PGA tournament.
I went out there and took a lesson at Memorial, and, buddy, they are working on that place. It's
oh,
nice. Man.
It's going to be sweet. Real
yeah.
sweet.
It's nice.
That's so cool. We got something like that coming to our town. And then after the week after that,
then
we
it's
have
the Masters.
The Masters.
That's
wonder
it.
How they're going to get azaleas to bloom in November. On
I don't
beautiful
know.
Golf
that's
course.
What, they bloom in November?
No, that's usually in the spring. But, you know, that's a big deal having those. You know, if you're having a warm spring and they're trying to bloom early, they ice down the beds of those azaleas to keep the roots cold to keep the blooming down until the tournament starts. So it'll be
really?
All bloomed out and pristine.
That.
I mean, That's a cathedral of golf courses, man, Augusta Pines. It's just
someday I want to go. I ain't never been. I got a T-shirt.
Oh, you got to go. You got to go.
I'd like to go. I really
I'm waiting for Sean to get in, and then I know I'm going.
If you're going, I'm going.
Yeah, we'll all.
We're going. Yeah.
We'll look like
we're going to Berkman's place. That's where we're going.
We'll get us a motorhome and head down there. We'll look like Tin Cup. We'll eat at Waffle House every night.
Yeah, we'll get us a driver and everything.
Hey, they'll think we're going to Daytona for NASCAR.
That's it. Well, hey, yeah, we might do that
we'll
too.
Shoot,
never
man.
Come
what
back.
A big trip, baby.
That's it.
Yeah, we'll get one of them big ones too. The ones you can't hardly turn. Got that giant windshield in the front.
That's it, man.
Get them old people driver when they retire. That's
I thought we was going to pack an Airstream.
I want John Daly's bus to travel in. Mm. That is one fine rig.
I've seen it.
Have
it's
you?
Nice,
it's, it? It's bad to the bone. Well,
it's big time.
Hey, tell me a little bit about this. It's kind of a benefit barbecue tomorrow at Causeway.
Man, Mickey, I know what Chris has told me, and he asked me if I could talk to you about it. And you know, they were going to do, I don't know what they were going to do, some benefit donations and all that stuff. And I'm like, you know, Chris, just whatever y'all need. You need some money, we all get together. You know, you don't need to do none of that. So I think they ended up deciding on having that barbecue deal. I don't know who's cooking it, if Billy's cooking it or somebody's cooking it. And I think you just roll in there, man, and buy you some, I think it's what I tell you, 11 to 3, I think.
Yeah, it's 11 to 3, $10 a plate, and hopefully Billy's not cooking.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But then I think you can, if you want to buy like a big brisket or some stuff, you can, you know, buy like $50 worth of stuff. I think it's, I mean, it's going to be a pretty big to do. I don't know nothing about it. That's what I do know. But hey, you know, I'm sure they had some insurance, but I'm sure it kicked that family's butt. I mean, I know.
How long was he in the hospital? Almost 2 months?
Almost 2 months, Mick.
Yeah, that's not that's not cheap. Well,
so, you know,
now I've been
I don't think
seeing,
anybody's asking.
I hadn't seen it lately, but I saw something where there's like some auctions. You know, for I think guides were donating trips, and they were a lot of stuff to be auctioned off to help out too. I saw that on social media on Facebook, but I hadn't seen any more about it.
Man, you know, Mickey, I don't know, and they may still be doing something like that. You know, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, I just know what Chris told me, and you know, and I just thought, you know, of course you can help. You know, y'all come in from fishing. It's gonna be nice Saturday. Everybody and their brother be if it floats, it'll be out there fishing. So y'all might as well roll by there and get you some barbecue. Spend you $10.
Well, hopefully we'll get some water back. That tide's low this morning, isn't it?
Man, I ain't looked outside, but I'm telling you, it left here yesterday, brother.
Yeah,
I mean, it left.
It was a flush.
Lowest tide it's been. And something happened last night about 11 o'clock. That wind kicked another gear, buddy. It got to going. So, man, it was like rattling this house. So we aborted. We're gonna go about 10. That wind's supposed to fade out this afternoon.
Yeah.
I was going to South Texas when I got through fishing, so I may be done. Because I don't know what time it'll be when we get in. It won't be friendly. I may still get up and drive down there or leave and drive down there, but we'll just have to see. But I think going first thing this morning might be a bad plan. I'm sure somebody's going to crush them. I mean, they'll go run over there and fish with them flounders in 70-mile-an-hour winds. I don't know how people don't die going over there.
Hey, man, don't get between the fish and the flounder fanatics, man. They're serious about it this time of year. They've waited all year for this.
All year. You know, you can't, you know, unless you've got some kind of membership that you can't ramp out the yacht basin. So you've got no really safe little spot. You've got to ramp somewhere to get there. Hey, and you see them taking their life in their hands over there at that causeway, trying to get underneath that causeway and get over there and catch a flounder. That's just, man. And then be blowing like that, and they're going to lose. They're going to sink. They ain't sunk yet, but somebody's going to sink. There's a whole bunch of them. When they finally get to that channel, I wish they would never even see another flounder. They're just trying to keep from dying. especially when you get kind of like that north-northeast kind of coming off Campbell's right there, a little bit toward the dike, blowing about 30.
Not good.
Get pretty western right there.
Yeah, it will.
So, yeah, I don't know what the tide looks like. I bet it's low.
Well, I got a text just came in. A guy wanting to know if it's fishing's good at Seawolf Park.
Probably.
Yeah, it's going to get started. You know, flounder run. Maybe catch you a bull red or two. You know?
I was there, 2 weeks ago, and it was loaded to the gills.
With people?
People?
More than you could shake a stick at.
Well, wait till this flounder run kicks in. Yeah.
No, Mickey, when I tell you, I could not walk across the bridge.
Wow.
I was tripping over mono, just tangling my boots.
Yeah, that ain't fishing, man.
Yeah, it's a – hey, they'll be – I'll guarantee you Saturday, I'm not going, but if I did, I'd take you a picture. And there'd be 300-400 people fishing that area between wading that flat right there and off the pier and off the rocks. They'll be there. And I guess they'll catch them. You know, the water – I didn't put the boat in yesterday. Actually, I did. I lowered it down. I was working on some stuff. I didn't even turn the machine on, so – what was the water temperature at Eagle this morning?
63.8, I think. And then Morgan's Point was 68. So it's coming on down. Well, here we go.
63, yeah. Because it was cool and windy most of the day. I called when I got through hitting yesterday. Man, you're a hero up with that north wind at my back. Me and this guy were sitting there banging them out. Man, look how far I'm hitting that bathwood. It's blowing about 40 behind me.
You can launch it. It'll go.
Ain't that the truth? So 63 by tomorrow. I bet it's 60 tomorrow. You'll probably level out around 60, 61.
Yeah. And keep it, you know, for the rest of your year, keep it between 60 and 70. You know, that's prime stuff.
Yeah, we may get a bite, buddy. I didn't see much going on yesterday because I drove around a little bit. I didn't. You know, you see these birds in these little satellite bays and everything. Everything, you know, the water was so warm and it blew so hard, so everything was still kind of muddy yesterday, still kind of nasty.
Yeah. Hey, let me do a quick commercial break, get this out of the way, and come back, and we'll talk some more about this stuff.
Yeah, knock it out. I'm sitting here watching Tony La Russa with dyed hair.
There you go. All right, I'll be right back with you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. That's John Daly himself.
Oh, yeah.
Figured you'd like that, Plog.
Yeah, how does he find all that?
Johnny B is – that's why he's behind the glass where he's at.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate
it. He's the man.
Hey, it was so sad last night. I was on the channel and I got on one of those infomercial things and saw all that music. I thought about that old Porter Wagner on there. He sings that green, green grass at home, and I thought about Johnny. I said, look, there's one of his old songs he plays.
Yeah.
That's normally Bob's song, but Bob didn't pick up today.
Man.
And the sad thing about that is a depressing song. It's a sad, depressing song when you're really reading through the lyrics.
I got through watching that. It's about a 30-minute deal, and his old classic country. I said, I don't know whether to go slip my wrist. Jump out the window into the canal.
Exactly.
Hey, I guarantee you Porter Wagner had at least a can of hairspray on his hair. You could have kicked him out in a 70-mile-an-hour wind, his head wouldn't have moved.
Hey, Jimmy Johnson had nothing on Porter Wagner.
But he did. Porter Wagner had it. I mean, he had to chisel that stuff out.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
Well.
Hey, what was that we was kids, Mickey, that had that? I guess it was Burl Cream, which is now they sell it for a whole bunch of money.
Oh, Brill Cream. Brill Cream.
Brill Cream. Man, you put that in there.
Yeah, you had Butch Wax, Brill Cream, Little Dabble Do You, I think was their slogan.
Yeah.
Little Dabble Do You.
It's kind of like, people tell us about braided line. They had braided line 100 years ago, which is called Dacron. Now they put another name on it. Put some old coating on there, and they sell it to you for like $50 a spool.
Boy,
they take burl cream and turn it into hair mousse and charge you about $50 a can.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff. That's pretty funny.
At least these flounder enthusiasts or I'll just call them fanatics because that's what they are. They're serious about it, man. And they've got, one more day, well, today and tomorrow, to be able to catch their five. Then November 1st, we go to that two-fish limit. No gigging, only by pole. And then I think December 1st through the 14th, they'll still keep the two-fish maximum, but then they can be taken by any means, including gigging.
Yeah, after the 15th of December, right?
Well, that's from the 1st to the 14th, two fish by any means. And then December 15th, they can go back to their five fish limit.
So they better Saturday, enjoy it. I venture to say Saturday, well, I can't even say. You had to just go park in the channel somewhere, go like real early and just watch what happens, because that's the perfect storm. It's going to be calm. It's going to be nice. It's the last kill your five fish, and they're coming, buddy. It's not going to be pretty.
Might have a traffic problem heading down there.
There'll be 500 boats in the Galveston Channel.
Yeah, and not to mention the people fishing off the bank. I've seen videos of people where they'll be on the Galveston Channel off the bank, and they'll be lined up two and three deep fishing with long poles over everybody's shoulders.
100%.
It's crazy.
Hey, but that's good. Let them go catch. You know, Mickey, we're still, don't get me wrong, I don't fish. Well, I do go and fish for them, but, you know, I'm not changing tactics. I might put a red and white, you know, sea shad on or something. But we're catching two or three a day doing what we're doing, and some nice ones. We're not catching very many little ones, so I guess maybe the little ones may be already staged up. Now, we're catching some that are under 15, but they're not potato chips. You know, they're like almost 15.
Right.
And then we're catching ones like 20, 22 inches. Nice ones. But we're catching two. I don't think I've caught three, but I bet we average two a day. And, you know, I'm fishing way, way, way. So, you know, they still got plenty to come.
Yeah, they're still flounder way up my way. We're still
catching
flounder.
Yeah, you were catching two or three a day, wasn't you, up there?
Yeah.
What you was doing.
Oh, yeah. And that's a long ways from Galveston Channel in the jetties.
100%.
It's a big deal. I take it serious.
Well, it's a good, it's a good time now. You know, really, I kind of had me a little old pattern working pretty good. I kind of finally got to where, okay, if it's going to stay like this, I got it. I'm good. So this is going to change everything I was doing. I'm going to have to kind of start back over again.
You know, I remember back in the fall like this when we used to really fish for them. Remember, they used to really stage up, you know, when they'd come out of the marsh back there in the back of Trinity. And, you know, all the bayou mouths and river channel and all that river channel was just, I don't know how many flounder came out of the Trinity River in the fall. And we'd just wade down the edge of it and throw off that drop-off and just skip Kelly Wigglers, the strawberry with a white tail, off the bottom. And you catch your 10 a day per customer the whole trip.
Every
day. You get your 40 flounder every day. Every day.
Remember, be waiting on the riverbank, and you get your trout. I said, hey, let's go in here. And we just turn around and walk to the edge and throw in the river channel and catch our flounder. We didn't have to go nowhere.
Yeah, and then a lot of times on the outgoing tide was when it was best. And then those big, huge balls of shad would start coming down the river channel, and then the trout would go crazy on them. We'd be catching trout every cast, too. If you wanted a trout, stay on top. If you wanted a flounder, go to the bottom.
Man, I forgot thinking about that. When we waded so much in the fall over there, man, you go in behind the ridge, you crush the flounder, wade behind a little
That's where we used to catch all the saddle blankets along that north ridge, man, where that channel drop-off is, you know, the old Trinity River channel behind it. I mean,
big
old doormats.
Man, I forgot how many. I got a picture of me and Greg Scott. It was the day. I think remember that storm Gilbert was coming in like 88 or whatever year that was?
Yeah, the one that covered the entire Gulf, a huge storm, man.
Yeah, and me and Daryl went fishing.
Was Allen. I'm thinking of Allen, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, big one. And I remember, we went to White Heron, no way. It's like the end of September, and we hopped out, and I got to looking at the size of those trout, and I know we had about 17 or 18 big flounder. And we're throwing barrelers. I'm like, man, Huh? Remember, we used to catch a bunch of them flounder on Maryland.
Biggest flounder I ever caught was at Smith Point, waiting for trout with a 51M mirror lure, and caught a 914.
That's a giant.
I couldn't even grab it. I walked to the bank. I just drug it up on the shell.
Man, that's a giant flounder right there. Yeah, I caught an 8-pounder, and I thought it was giant. And I caught him on a chartreuse and gold mirror lure. And I caught him in Matagorda. I didn't catch him here. I thought I had a redfish.
So yeah, I thought I had a big trout on when I first sat down the hook. You know, and that flounder came to the top. He had that mirror lure all the way down his mouth. Actually, the back hook was in his crushers. And he was shaking his head like a trout on top. And I saw that white mouth. I go, what have I got? It was a giant doormat, big old flatfish.
Hey, you think about it, Mickey, they go kill each other to get finger mullets to fish for flounder. You take a mirror lure and look at a finger mullet, and there ain't no difference.
Not much difference. No, there's not.
I was even talking about those pliers, those Dancos. I put them things on my waders. You know, we tried in Dancos years ago that were like, you know, $400 or whatever. These Danco pliers are nice, dude. They got a nice
range on.
I put them on my wading belt.
I got a pair that I got stuck in one of the rocket launchers on the leaning post and one on my wading belt. And, you know, I was worried about that. You said nice leather sheath that comes in and everything.
It'll
and
last it, forever, buddy. That's what I carry.
Yeah.
It'll last
and,
forever.
You know, I get it wet and let it dry out. It doesn't matter, man. It holds together
hey, my weight,
nicely.
I had Jason Sr., this is years ago, build me some wading sheaths that got Silver King Adventures on them. I'm talking about like 10 years ago, 11 years ago. Man, that's the one I just took off of my wading belt to put them Dancos on there.
Oh, you know what I need for my new wading belt is a that stringer clip, the one with just a little piece of pipe you just stick the end of your stringer in.
Mickey, I think I got one. I do think
do
I got one here. Let
if you do,
around.
Save that for me because I went to find my other wading belt, and I guess one of my customers took it home because I was going to rob that one off there to put on my new wading belt.
No, I got one. You know, I still have the original. Now, I had Gary Pitts build me some years ago, but I still have the original one that Gary Anderson built me. And I bet that's the one you had.
That's the one I had. Gary, remember, he made everybody one out of stainless.
I still have mine. Yeah, that's what
gotcha.
I still use it. But I'll get you one. I know I have one somewhere. I just got to find it.
All right, buddy.
I'll dig through there this morning.
Well, I'm going to bow out of here and head to South Padre next. And anybody wants to call you about doing some winter fishing, it's fixing to get right. Give them a number, man.
Yeah, we still got a few days in December. 409-771-7306.
All right, James. Hey, we'll see you, bud.
Catch them fish down there. You ought to be catching them tarpon down there right now.
Go put it on them, man.
All right, buddy. Holler at you later.
All right, see you later. All right, that's Captain James Flogg in G-Town. Now let's go down to South Padre and check in with Captain Brian Barrera. Brian, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, sir? How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
Pretty good. Hanging out, getting ready. Just got up a bit ago. Got to do some a little bit of tarpon and snook fishing today.
There you go. You lucky dog.
Yeah. It's a little windy, so we're going to see how it is at the jetties. But tell you what, the monsters are out there. So I'm going to get out there and hang out. My friend's been hooking them and stuff like that. My friend, some people I know have been landing some monsters. So we're going to go out there and give it a shot for a little while early. And then if the waves pick up too much for my people, we're going to stay inshore and run and try and catch some juveniles or some snook.
Yeah.
Should be a good day. I went out yesterday, had a trip yesterday, went out in the afternoon and must have seen maybe 20 tarpon roll, hooked one small one. And caught a couple of snook and some nice mangrove snapper. And that was about it on yesterday's charter. But the tarpon were there, and they're hanging out, you know, so I'm going to give them a shot today, too, and see what happens. But I'm going for the real big ones early, and then we're going to see what happens and chase the little ones after that. Unless the weather stays nice enough to remain out at the jetties all day, then we'll just hang.
Well, I think, you know, by midday, these winds should be tapering off all up and down the coast. You know, this front ought to start petering out a little bit, and the wind's coming down because it's only supposed to be like northeast 5 to 10 tomorrow. So,
yeah, it's supposed to start flattening out just a little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll get some nice calm seas and get to get out there and chase some of those monsters while they're still in town, you know. Usually around this time of year, you know, you got a couple more weeks and they're skedaddling on out of town, especially with some fronts like we've been getting in, you know.
Right. What are you going to throw at them today?
Well, I always throw a bait buster at them, a DOA bait buster. It's a pretty cool lure. It's a mullet imitation, you know. And I always throw that at them when I'm trying to sight cast rolling tarpon.
Right.
And, I'll stop off at a couple of little boat docks I like to and throw us a beaky rig and catch a couple of baby skipjack, you know, 10, 11-inch skipjack. Throw those in a live well, and I'll have one of those things hanging out in the back on the rod holder while we're sitting up front trying to sight cast it.
Right.
Every once in a while, that one in the back will start screaming on you. You got to run back there and try to dislodge it. Try to find some kind of way to dislodge it from the rod holder.
Fish, you know? On.
Yeah. And, in the you know, can be usually more times than not, those ones that hit those big ladyfish and stuff are monsters, especially this time of year. It's hard, really hard to find them under 100 pounds this time of year, you know.
Yeah.
This is just when all the big ones are cruising. I was looking at my Facebook memories, and this time last year we did one that was over 82. It was over 83 inches.
Yeah.
Well, last year, like on a day or two ago, a monster. And then 2 days later we did one that was 89 inches, I think, and it was over 200 pounds. Should be coming up on my Facebook memory soon, and that one was on a lure, a big old coon pop lure. And, you know, so this is the time. This is the time to get them. It's just that this year has been a lot windier than last year. I've had way less days to get down on the beach and
right.
On the beach and do my thing this year than I have the last 2 years. It's been a tough one for getting.
2020 has been tough in every aspect. It really has.
Yeah. It's hard to find too much good out of it. So you're lucky if you can find a lot of good stuff out of there. I was doing some bait fishing. Also, the red fishing is heating up. You know, we had these king tides, so I've been fishing way far east, you know, in the crystal clear water. When the tide gets so high like that, I like to get way over there on the mangroves on the island side.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you're so far east in the morning. It's real calm and stuff. Last week I had a couple of days where we were so far east of it, I could hear the waves crashing on the other side of the island on the beach while we were fishing in the bay before it started getting too loud out there.
Yeah, that's beautiful over there on that side. It is, with those mangroves and that clear water and grass. Man, it's beautiful drifting through there, man.
Yep, gin clear. And the fishing's pretty good. We were catching a bunch of redfish and a bunch of trout, but the only thing about that crystal clear water is, man, we're going through some lures because you got like 7-8-inch pinfish all inside of that area.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and they're just, you put on a new lure and they got that tail off. I don't care what brand it is.
Tail nippers, man. Them piggies are nasty. They ruin a lot of soft plastics.
You're foul hooking them. You know, you're foul hooking pinfish and bringing them up. And, you know, and it got to the point where, you know, there was a lot of trout and redfish in there. And we'd throw it out and they'd eat the tails off. We were just throwing them anyways, the lures, because there'd be five or six pinfish chasing your lure every time. And the fish would see that and come and eat it anyways, even if it was just a 3-inch chunk of some random colored plastic, you know, no tail or no movement whatsoever. They come and get it. They enjoy the jigging motion. So, yeah, we're doing some good trout and redfish like that. And then the tides receded near the end of the week. And I had a family of four, and we went out and just put the hammer down on a bunch of nice trout for them and some kids and stuff. So it was a pretty good week. That was earlier in the week. And then, you know what time it is. I made a run up to the ranch the last 3 days and
started
checking out, clearing a little brush, the blind, make sure I got some good shooting alleys and stuff. And we hit up the ranch pond up there, and you're jacking those bass, man, over there. A lot of good bass there. And we're catching some good ones.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Got to take a little break from the salt water for a couple of days and just put the hammer down, throwing some crankbaits and stuff.
Are you going to hunt opening weekend?
Good old hydrilla gorilla, huh?
You going to hunt opening weekend?
No, I'm booked opening weekend, but I've got like the next 4 or 5 days off.
Yeah.
So unless if an early morning sicko gives me a call, I'll probably be out there. I'll probably be out there deer hunting for that time. But yeah, you know, I've got that week off, and I'm not trying the hardest to book it, but if somebody books me, I'll fish it. If I end up getting those days off, I'm going to take them.
Well, yeah, and that's the luxury of down where you're at in South Texas and everything. You can fish up to, you know, the rut really doesn't start till Christmas time anyway, so.
Yep. I really don't start hunting. Like, I take my vacation and stuff from, you know, from work around the 15th, and I take those last 2 weeks of December off and smash them there, and then the first week of January, and then I'll start fishing again a lot more. You know, but yeah, it's not bad. It's good. I like it. But that rut does usually kick in sometime, give or take a week or two from around that area.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it'll be a smaller second rut that'll happen, you know?
Yeah, that's when we see our biggest deers in that second rut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, late in the year. And usually you'll start seeing your biggest ones after the season's closed and it's spiking doe season.
Yeah, right.
Go figure.
I know that. Yeah, I know that, like, you know, I see most of the biggest ones that I see, like, at your ranch that you're going to shoot, I feel like is coming the first couple of days of the season. Because people have been watching those things on the game camera. You know, so I feel like the first, that's when you're going to get them early in the season, you know, the ones that are on your ranch. Usually
right.
For me, we're on a small ranch, 350 acres. And then, you know, then during the rut is the time when I'm shooting, like, the neighbor's big ones or whoever's big ones. You know, we're next to 12,000 acres low fence. So anything can happen at our ranch. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. When the rut's on, those deer travel a lot farther than people think they do when they get on those hot does, man. The does are going to go to the food source, and the bucks are going to be with them.
Yeah.
Every
time. Definitely. Yeah, that's why my favorite time of the season hunts is the first week and then during the rut. You know,
yeah.
The first week they haven't been shot out yet. You know, they're not getting all crazy. I feel like they start to get nocturnal as the days go here.
Well, cool deal, Brian. I've got to run, my friend, but if somebody wants to call you and come down to South Padre, give them out some info.
No problem, sir. I appreciate your time. My website, InshoreFishingSouthPadre.com. You can check out a lot of my stuff there, pricing and whatnot. If not, you can just give me a call direct, area code 956-755-9413. I've had some cancellations in November, so like I said, I've got that week open and a couple more scattered days and then afternoons as well. So maybe
cool deal. All right, Brian. Well, hey, it's always a pleasure talking. Appreciate your update. And, hey, I'll talk to you next week, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. You have a good one,
okay.
Too.
Okay. All right, Brian. See you, man. All right. That's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.